Let us commence our worship this evening with hymn number 321. The tune is Willingdon 815. My soul, Lord, inflame with zeal from above, thy praise to proclaim and sing of thy love, to lift up my voice in thanksgiving sincere, this truth to rejoicing, the Lord will appear. How joyful this sound, while daily I find afflictions abound in body and mind. It oft has afforded relief from my fear, to find it recorded, the Lord will appear.
Thank you.
this evening from the book of the Psalms, Psalm number 50. Psalm number 50. The mighty God, even the Lord, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shined. Ere God shall come and shall not keep silence, a fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself, Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have continually been before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he-goats out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest instruction, and castest my words behind thee? When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentest with him, and thou hast been partaker with adulterers. Thou hast given thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such as and one as thyself, but I will reprove thee and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright, I will show the salvation of God. May the Lord bless his word and help us now in prayer. Oh, do pray, Lord, that thou fulfill the last clause in the hymn we've sung. Each verse, the Lord will appear. Give us that faith to believe in thee and trust in thee, in our afflictive dispensations, in our trials, in those things, Lord, that seem to be against us in our pathway. And yet, Lord, thou hast said, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. And we do pray, Lord, that thou would uphold us with the right hand of thy righteousness. As poor seekers, Lord, we need to have a revelation of thyself, a confirming of the promises that are yea and amen in Christ. Thou knowest, Lord, of how we get cast down, and yet still there's a humble hope that the Lord God is our God and our Saviour. And we do pray, Lord, to confirm our souls with signs following, that we might truly hear thy voice as the sheep and lambs in Christ's fold. And we do believe, Lord, we have lambs in the fold, if not present this evening, but on thy day, Lord, both at ride and behold, Lord, of their own. But even, Lord, doubts and fears arise over this. Their own flesh and blood, Lord, will lay heavily upon our hearts. Even those, Lord, that they are dear ones that do not attend and will not have thee to reign over them. But they cannot stop, Lord, the work of the Spirit. And so while there's life in our praying souls, Lord, there must be answers given, we believe. For thy dear people must hear thy voice, repent and believe, and be brought back to realise that one thing is needful, and that is Christ to reveal himself. Do, Lord Jesus, rend the heavens and come down in this dark night. They are able. They don't have to come to church, Lord, for thee to deal with them, the sons and daughters of God. And that this, Lord, raises a hope in their soul. Thou reach forth thine arm and rest them. Rend the heart of marble of their heart. Take away the heart of stone. Give them the feeling sense, Lord, of repentance against God. And look for that blood of Christ to cleanse them all sin. Thou knowest that each one of us, Lord, have those concerns for our offspring and our offspring's offspring in some cases. And we do pray, Lord, that thou would bow thine ear, bow down thine ear and hear us. Lord, we do need thee to come and grant us the Holy Ghost who brought revival in our churches. We ask thee to preserve the building, Lord, from harm. And we do pray, Lord, that thou would still supply need. As there seem to be, Lord, in this dark day, those enemies of the truth will do their utmost, Lord, to destroy the buildings. But nevertheless, Lord, our foundation shall stand sure, having this seal of the Lord, God omnipotent reigneth. Preserve, Lord, our building, we pray thee. Preserve our little houses of prayer. Bless our homes too, Lord, with prayer in them. That prayer might be heard, Lord, and that there might be answers of peace and a revival, Lord. Bring back the prodigals, cause them, Lord, to confess their sins before thee at the throne of grace. Cause them to see, Lord, that afflictions make us see how very well, very foul we are. And yet, Lord, we need to be humble. We don't want the Lord to be somebody, but we want to be a nobody, Lord, before thee, the throne of grace, and seek that the Lord Jesus would condescend to come and reveal his love and show his tokens of love and grant us a blessed evidences, Lord, that we have been born of God and that our treasure is above. For where our treasure is, there will our heart be. We read of those in the scripture, Lord, who wanted to pull down their barns and build bigger ones. But Lord, what will all the treasures so-called of this world do when we come to die? It is a little a treasure in our earthen vessel. It is the visits of the Lord Jesus. It is the work of the Spirit to arrest us and exercise us at the throne of grace, to bring our hard things to thee, and thou hast promised to hear them. So, Lord, do be with us each. We thank thee, Lord, for bringing Job back, Lord, amongst us, and pray thy blessing upon him, as with each one of us in our daily lives. Thou knowest the circumstances that try us, Lord, each in our pathway. We know that it's a pathway of tribulation, more or less. And we do find sometimes we're in great darkness of soul and wonder where the scene's going to end. But thou hast appointed. Thou hast appointed, Lord, a time when thou shalt break through the brazen iron bars and brazen gates and bring thy people, Lord, to thy feet. And do bless, Lord, the gospel that a poor, feeble sinner tries to proclaim here. Bless, Lord, the reading services in our afflictions came upon us, Lord, and our dear brethren who were able to carry on, for which we would be thankful to thee, O God, and thankful to them. And we do pray to be each one of us that does come, and we may favour, Lord, by the hearing the voice of the Good Shepherd and constraining love to follow thee. and not neglect to pay our vows before thee, Lord, to follow thee in the footsteps of the flock of God. And do, Lord, have mercy upon this guilty man and nation. We have the two main parties, Lord, trying to woo others to give them their vote. Lord, what a mercy that the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Oh Lord, we do pray that thou wilt raise up those that will shout acknowledge thee, that shall defy, Lord, the fleshly lust of the flesh of men that want to have this freedom of worship, Lord, one with another, which is an abomination in the sight of God. Oh, preserve unto us, Lord, the institutes of marriage between man and woman, we do beg of thee. Drive out these evil ones, Lord. Show them that the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. We do also pray, Lord, to remember also the fleshly excitement of man, Lord, that wants to bring down these barriers that God has set up in his word, the commandments that he has commanded us, that we should not do those things, Lord, that in the former days would have brought death, without any doubts, Lord, for those that sought to go according to the old dispensation of the Old Testament. But oh, what a mercy, Lord, if thou will come and revive us, sanctify judgments to us in the land, and do wrong or preserve us from the would-be bullet and bomb of the terrorists, those, Lord, that have been given access to this country, and now, Lord, they want to undermine the basic morals, Lord, that we have learned through the scriptures. Now, Lord, what wait before? We seek now that they will come to our aid. Bless us, Lord, and be with us under thine afflicting hand, and those things, Lord, of darkness and bondage. And do set us at gospel liberty, we do pray, even this night, if it can please it, to thine honour and glory. Now, Lord, we do pray, forgive our sin and all we ask amiss, as we ask it for Christ's sake alone. Amen. Let us further sing hymn 132. The tune St. Agnes 218. A friend there is, your voices join, ye saints to praise his name, whose truth and kindness are divine, whose love's a constant flame. When most we need his helping hand, this friend is always near, with heaven and earth at his command, he waits to answer prayer. 14 and 15. Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. In everything we think or say or do, we must surely seek the glorification of God in the face of Christ Jesus. And so, this drawing you and me to the throne of grace to offer unto God thanksgiving. He says in the Apostles, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And some of those requests, dear friends, have come from a cry. We seem to get the burdens laid upon us, and we are solemnly reminded that sin is the cause of all our woe. We do need the Lord in these dark days to be mindful of us. We're not worthy of his notice, but he exhorts us to offer unto him, to be thankful for everything, all to be still and know that he is God, and nothing happens by chance. We try to manage our lives, we try to manage our religion, but what will it profit us if it's all the work of the flesh? We need to be stripped. And the Lord uses some various hard things for us to pass through, that we seem to be brought even to weeping. And oh, it seems to be that we wonder, do we really know this way, this pathway of Jesus Christ himself? We've seen, don't we, his way was much rougher and darker than mine. But Christ my Lord suffer, and shall I repine? Do you know something of the sufferings of Christ? Has he sanctified your burdens and your trials, your afflictions, your remoteness, your darkness from him? Even his word doesn't seem to benefit you sometimes when you read it, when you try and search it. You might go through the pages looking for some word to comfort you. But unless the Lord gives you a thankful heart for the privilege of having an open Bible in your hands, the privilege of worshipping together in his house without anybody to disturb you, But you know, dear friends, we don't have to have any outward feeling of the disturbance of our minds, do we? It's the devil himself. We're living in Satan's world, aren't we, at the moment? He has that power that you and I can no resistance against. He puts temptation or some sinful lust of the flesh that seems to be very much in your minds and mine at times. But what a mercy, there's a coming back. There's a returning. You cannot forget what the Lord has revealed to you. You cannot forget your attraction to the Word of God. You've been brought up in it. You've had it sanctified to you. The Lord has revealed himself to you in those days past. He's brought you back as a poor beggar. He's stripped you of all your fancied meanness to approach him. You might have gone to the house of God and you could go and come out as the door upon its hinges. And may this thing may go on and on with you and me. But do we know what it is to offer unto God with thanksgiving for providential blessings, for what he has made crooked straight and rough place plain in your life and mine? Where should we be without the power of the Spirit? We have to say, give me a calm and thankful heart, from every murmur free, the blessings of thy grace impart, and make me live to thee. The Lord must make you live to him, make you and me to live to him, and seek that closer walk with God. Dear Anne Steele knew it, didn't she? We need that calmness. Calm amidst tempestuous motion. We know tempestuous motion. You've known what it is to feel it. You may be passing through that veil of tears. You are of a sorrowful spirit. You cannot get what you so seek after. Do remember, he waits to be gracious to you and me and show you a true token. And so it's thanksgiving first. Thanksgiving that you still have a mind to believe, although you feel very feeble in your faith. You have a mind to believe. And you want to pay your vows. Sometimes we have to vow, Lord, if thou will bring me back. We reflect a little on our past pathway in the services. Cast on that little iron and mortar, so far from home, so far from the chapel that we'd forsaken. And then, you see, in that first Lord's Day, in that billet out there, that I'd forsaken God. What an effect it had me, an empty, as it were, soul that had forsaken God. For that, as I thought in the flesh, a wonderful time abroad, free passage, free living, and then that aching void that suddenly came on the Lord's Day, where I was forsaken the truth. We had little services on the camp, but I wasn't thinking about that on the Lord's Day morning until the Lord touched me. And then I've probably been through this before, dear friends, with me, or bear with me. I must come and speak as the Lord gives me what to speak, and it may be a little comfort and hope to you. An appointed time, an aching void. You come with a measure of thanksgiving. Your life had been spared in the journey, which was a very stormy passage that we had in our boat to go to that island. And we all knew what it was to feel very poorly in our health. The Lord brought us through, but was there a thankful heart? No. But an appointed time when the Lord visited my soul and began to awaken me. And I vowed before God, if he return me home, I will return to the house of God, where I've been brought up to go. You see, we can't run away from the truth, can we? What a mercy. There are times on his hand and all events at his command. And so we bowed before God, and we were enabled through mercy, life spared, brought back, and go to the house of God. And pay thy vows, not unto man, but unto the Most High, to acknowledge God, to bow before him at the throne of grace, and to be enabled to call upon him. Because the troubles of our heart get enlarged, and you know what that is in your pathway. And you say within yourself, all these things are against me. Can God dwell here? Are his mercies clean gone forever? No. But that's how you felt. But there was a set time. And he said, call upon me in the day of trouble. Not in the day, dear friends, of pleasantness and ease. He says, well, to them are the reasons, Zion. You won't be at ease. You'll come and you'll be searched and you'll be tried and see if there'd be any wicked way in you. And you'll pray, Lord, lead me and guide me into all truth as we try to speak up on the Lord's day. And call upon me. You can't call on a friend, even though he may be a godly friend. An exercise. It's call upon God. It's call upon me, he says. Who is the great me then? Why? The only access to God you have through the merits of Jesus. He's the one mediator and ever will be. And so you plead the name of Jesus. In the course of our journey this morning, we saw some Jehovah witnesses sitting on in a chair, in a seat in the street, and they got all their booklets on a stand, and you know, I thought about them there, and I thought, but they're dishonouring Jesus. They may be thinking they're honouring God, but how can they get access to God through the merits of Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and full of truth? Oh, we know it's offer unto God, it's the God-man. He is the one mediator that takes you and your prayers, dear friends, and purifies them. And we want him to purify our prayers, don't we? And to humble ourselves, God resisteth the proud. And you know, proud nature can soon hang on a word and say, oh, that I prayed that, and it's come to pass. I believe, dear friends, in our pathway, if we are true converts to Christ, we shall be exercised about giving God thanksgiving. But we shall also want to pay our vows. And we want to be enabled to vow before God, to hold thou me up and I shall be saved. Keep my feet from the love of sinning, but oh, do keep me at the throne of grace, Lord. Pour out thy Spirit upon me, the Spirit of grace and of supplication, that I might look upon thee. We need clearer views of the Lord Jesus suffering in our room, place, and stead, that we might know him. How much do we know the Lord Jesus? The power of his resurrection, raising you and me from dead feelings, raising you and me to feel the union and love of Christ shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit in answer to your prayers. Because he says, it's in the day of trouble that he says, call upon me. It's when you're so burdened, when you're so lifeless, when you're so dark, when you're so remote from him. We need the revelation of his blood. We need to see that he has shed his blood on Calvary's tree. And we see too also that he's been raised from the dead. raised from the dead in his humanity, which a man in England has denied, of the humanity of Christ. A human heart he now retains, though throned in highest bliss to Jesus. But we're blind to some people, Lord, that the Lord has permitted to lead the blind by a way they knew not, and will lead them into the ditch. Lead them into the ditch. Oh, very solemn are some of these that want to undermine our little denomination, and those that have faithfully preached the gospel over many years. And so, call upon me in the day of trouble. Your heart and mine is revealed to us, deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, and you begin to know it. But still you have a thankful heart in providence. You sit down for your meal, and you venture to call upon his name and say your grace, bless him for the gift of the food that he provides for you daily. You won't deny it, because the Lord has moved your heart to believe in him and trust in him as he raised up his hands and prayed for those loaves and those fishes to be so extended to for those 5,000 and 4,000 loaves and the fishes. Providential blessings that you and I daily receive in his hand. Or may we not be left to take it for granted, but still see the hand of God going before you as you've given that thankful heart for these many mercies that daily you receive in his hand, but still the trouble comes. Providential trouble, family trials, things that seem to strike you home as a sword, dear friends, from the devil. But you know the Lord God sends it for an all-wise purpose, but bring you and me to the throne of grace with the effectual fervency of spirit of a righteous seeking man and pleading, Lord, show me now. Condescend to meet my case. Do grant me that healing, that restoring mercy, which we personally have had to acknowledge his goodness in that in the past few weeks, this year. Oh, we're unworthy of the least of these mercies, and we would truly be thankful. But then further trouble comes, and the troubles of our heart and lives and their trials, the concerns for our dear ones, and the following on. We trust that they're following on ultimately to know the Lord. Because where's their hope for heaven unless the Lord blesses them with a thankful heart for the gift of God, his eternal life through the merits of Jesus? And every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, in him and there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Oh, when we look around, don't we, and see that how many do know what this sanctified trouble is, when they're brought to realize that God's purposes will ripen fast, unfolding every hour. The bud may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. Or may we be ever ready to offer unto God thanksgiving and pay our vows to serve the Lord with fear and trembling, because he's an almighty God, the sovereignty of God will ever reign where his people are concerned. Though he is denied in the world, in governments, they deny him. They want to bring in these unrighteous, unholy laws that suit the flesh and are not to be honoured by God. But you call upon him in your sanctified trouble. Conviction of sin. Lord, I'm a sinner, vile indeed. And all you fail, Lord, you pray, Lord, do then favour me and show me the way wherein thou would have me to go in serving thee and to know this deliverance. There's a little comfort here, this word, isn't it? Because it says, in the day of trouble and call upon me, I will deliver thee. There is an answer given, you know, to your prayers and mine. You have to wait, though, for those answers. Because he tarries after men are faint, and then comes an evening late. Such is the Lord's goodness. You said, I'll make my goodness to pass before you in the way, back here in the day of Moses. And so we look to the Lord, don't we? To be amongst those who are following on to know the Lord. And though in the midst of a wicked and a cruel world, you don't come across many, if any, that acknowledge God. But my God, and faith says it, gives the promise, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, what a blessing. All your need, providence and grace. But still these troubles of your heart are enlarged. But he says, ye now therefore have sorrow. You are sorrowful unto death. There's death upon your spirit, your darkness in bondage through fear of death. But he said, I will come again. I will see you again and your heart will rejoice. You see, after prayer, there's a waiting upon the Lord in prayer, in your trouble. You've nowhere else to flee, have you, but to this refuge and strength. God is your refuge and your strength, a very present help in trouble. You're no trouble. Your earthly trouble is sanctified, and it takes you to the throne of grace. You come with a sympathetic desire to see Jesus. Lord, bring my soul out of the trouble, that I might praise thee and bless thee for thy great goodness. Because thou hast all power in thy hand. Thou art a providential God as well as a spiritual God. And we need these spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, that they might be effectual in your walk and your conduct. And say unto my soul, I am thy salvation, your strong deliverer. Well, he is able to deliver you. He is able to make those things that seem to be impossible to be answered in your life. He's trying you, friend. He's trying your faith. But that authorship of your faith, once you are favoured to feel that he's begun the good work, he'll perform it. And it may be in a way that sometimes drives you into despair. What shall I do? Whither flee? To the wrath that has come upon me. You feel sometimes the wrath of God is against you because of these troubles. Troubles of your heart enlarged. What shall I do? Whither flee from the wrath that is due unto me? Punishment for your sins. I believe we've said that recently. You wonder how you can bear sometimes these troubles. But he brings you through. And he brings you through with a calm and thankful heart. And yet some other trial soon comes, doesn't it? What did the man say? That no longer doth one trouble cease and what another shall come. So the godly man, didn't he say that? And oh, what a mercy if you and I have been brought there. The time is set to heal up your soul, so sees it most fit his love to disclose. This is the blessed mercy, isn't it? I will deliver thee. The great I am says, I will deliver thee. That set time to favour you with the favour he bears unto his people and visit you and me with his salvation. And you'll give him the glory. Oh, what we owe the Lord. What we shall owe him if we get to heaven. if he's made your heaven secure. But then if you think it's been secure with a promise, and then the doubts come in, the darkness comes in, the blindness and the deafness, and you begin to wonder, did I ever seek the Lord? Did he ever give me an answer? This is the devil driving in that wedge of unbelief in your soul in the midst of the sorrows of the way. He's still your hiding place. Lord, hide me under the shadow of thy wing till these calamities. And they are calamities in situations that you and I receive, and you wonder where the sin going to end. God is angry with me, with my sins, and he's going to bring me trouble. Troubles upon your head and mine. Blessed be the Lord. You have known those times of thanksgiving, and you have been unable to follow him, and yet you still haven't been enabled to find that deliverance. You want sins pardoned. You want the assurance of heaven. You want him to show the the eye of his Lord is upon you and his ear open unto your cry. We've been seeing that friend, haven't we? A friend at all times. His word, he said, the raging storm. He, he brings down, dear friends, a word of his command. And he will give you a word, and you'll have words here and there through life's journey. And when the Lord's drawn near, he's comforted you. And the time of love has come, when thou shalt clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but he shall say for me, and thou shalt glorify him. And how do we glorify him? Well, we sing his worthy praises, don't we? We call upon him in the day of trouble. And he delivers you. And you bless him for that good hope through grace that he has restored unto you the joy of salvation. And what a time of rejoicing it is when Jesus with his mighty love visits your troubled breast, your doubts subside, your fears removed, you're completely blessed, your cup runs over. These are very rare and sweet moments when Jesus with his mighty love visits your troubled breast. Your doubts subside. But for the most part, it is a pathway of tribulation. As Jesus said, in the world you shall have tribulation. You won't feel unity with the world, will you? There's a separation. And you cannot do the things that you once did. But you look to Jesus. Lord, keep alive my soul, my doubting, despairing soul, that I might win Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that righteousness is through faith in the Son of God who gave himself, what, for me? Yes, poor sinner, for you and for me, the blood of Christ that cleanses from all sin. And so you won't cast his words behind you like the world would do, because they've got no light in them, no life in them. But when the Spirit is your life, dear friends, and your hope is built upon nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness, my times. At times, yes. Times to know what the Satan's blind slave you'll be to him for a time. He was Satan's blind slaves, fought with death until the Lord came. And he called you by his grace, and he made you willing in the day of his birth. He gave you a new heart. He sought you. And he made you willing in the day of his power to pay vows unto him. What he's done, the thankfulness of your soul, having loved his own that were in the world, he loved them to the end, and he's loved you. And he delivers you. And my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my hope is in thee, and that thou mightest glorify him. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of my Lord, by whom the world is separated unto me, and I from the world. A lonely path, a tried path. You won't have many companions. But what a mercy if you know the language. Jesus himself that hung on a tree and opened the channel of mercy for you and for me. Blessed Jesus, and blessed be the Son of God, and blessed be God the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the blessed Trinity in unity. My Jesus hath done all things well. If we die in that faith of God's elect, we should get the victory over this body of sin and death. We should be more than conquerors through him that has loved us and washed us from his sins in his own blood. And he said unto them, he said, now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, there be none to deliver. How solemn, dear friends, to live a life in this world, full of the world and full of its treasures and so-called joys. What, dear friends, a delusion God says that they should believe a lie. But he says here, whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, unto him that I order if his conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. The blessed aim and desire of your soul is to see Jesus, for to know something of this great salvation. And how shall we escape if we neglect his word? Oh, how we do need divine guidance. How we need it to show us the token of the good, that he might speak. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. You won't follow a stranger. You won't follow one of these evangelical people that seem to be ready to spread their so-called message and do as I say and not as the Lord instructs. These are false apostles in the day and age that we live in. But what a mercy that they are false. Their religions are the flesh. But no other refuge have I none. Hangs my helpless soul on thee. Leave me not alone. Speak, Lord, to my soul. Tell me that I will deliver thee and make thee wise unto salvation through faith in Christ. Glorify God in the fires. You know, there was a glorification of the three Hebrew children. There was one like unto the Son of God in the fire. And they came through without the smell of burning. And so you and I, dear friends, you put upon you that robe of righteousness that covers all your sins with the mantle of his forgiving love. He alone is worthy to be worshipped and to be thanked for his great goodness that he will cause to pass before you and in the way and call upon thee. Oh, may we go to the throne of grace with our wants and our wishes known unto thee, for him, and he will bring that deliverance. But when thou couldst no deliverance see, yet still this man thy peace shall be, I will deliver thee. And we have to prove it, don't we? Unworthy dwelling, glorious guest, favour, astonishing divine. And you'll put the crown upon his head and crown him Lord of all if you get to heaven. What a prospect to know that he has gone to prepare a place for you and will come again and receive you unto himself. That where he is, there shall you and I be forevermore. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. May the Lord pardon all of this and get to himself honour and glory. Anything accepted in heaven this evening. And may we go on our way rejoicing that the Lord God is the same as Jesus, yesterday, today, and forever, as the Son of God. But God himself was without beginning, and same as Jesus, but he was God manifested in the flesh. Seed of angels justified by the Spirit while here upon the earth. And we see Jesus made a little lower than the angels for himself to be revealed to you and me through his precious word. And the entrance of his word giveth light and understanding to your poor simple soul and mine. May you forgive all amiss for Christ's sake. Amen. Let us conclude with hymn 397. The tune is Judah 475. In themselves as weak as worms, how can poor believers stand? When temptations, foes and storms press them close on every hand. Weak indeed they feel they are, but they know the throne of grace. And the God who answers prayer helps them when they see his face.
Thank you.
grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest in the marvelous age. Amen.